You are a liar. You are a fake.
Maria and Chad present.
Is this for real?
Do you ever fake it?
Get the fake out.
That was a fake.
I think I'm for real.
On the new Camel at 107.9.
For real.
Hi, good morning. It's the Maria and Chad show. Who's this?
Brian.
Brian, you are caller number 9, Brian.
Awesome.
Where do we have the pleasure of talking to you at this morning? Where are you?
I'm on my way to a job site. I'm in Phoenix right now.
All right, Brian in Phoenix. Get the fake out works like this. I'm going to give you 3 headlines. 2 of them are real and 1 of them is fake. That's why we call it Get the Fake Out. You pick the fake one and he wins what, Maria?
A family 4-pack of tickets for you to take the family to the advanced screening of the new movie Dumbo that's coming out.
That's awesome.
Tell us about your family. Do you have kids?
I just have 2 dogs. Dogs and a girlfriend.
And do they like flying elephants?
Oh, I'm sure they do. Who doesn't?
bring them to the theater. Uh-huh. That's the way you go to your girlfriend and go, hey, by the way, you want to go see a flying elephant? All right, Brian, here we go. Listen carefully. Headline number 1 is, a 3-year-old in South Carolina learned Mandarin after his parents accidentally changed the audio setting on his Netflix account. All right, that's headline number 1. Number 2, millennials are now hiring consultants to help keep their plants alive. And finally, okay. Brian, headline number 3, dollar store produce is just as good as the more expensive stuff. Those are 3 headlines. You figure out which one is fake and you win.
Hey, Brian, let me go over all 3 again.
All right.
Number 1, a 3-year-old from South Carolina learned Mandarin because his parents accidentally changed the language settings on the Netflix account. Is it story number 2 that millennials are hiring consultants to actually keep their plants alive? Or is it story number 3, Brian, that dollar store produce is just as good as everywhere else? So, Brian, you need to get the fake out.
I'm going to go with, let's go with the Mandarin.
The kid learning Mandarin because his parents changed the audio setting on his Netflix account. Brian, yep. You just won. Get the fake out.
All right. Yeah.
Woo!
Hooking you up. You got 4 tickets to the advanced screening of Disney's new hit movie, Dumbo. Hold on 1 sec, okay?
All right.
Did you think that too, Maria? Were you with him?
I kind of was thinking maybe the millennials and the plants.
The millennials hiring consultants to help keep their plants alive?
Because it's something they would do.
That is true. Yeah. They help with things like watering schedules and using the right type of fertilizer. They also pick out plants that are easy to keep alive and don't require a ton of maintenance. Some of them also, quote unquote, plant sit while you're out of town. You have somebody to take care of your plants.
All right.
And this made me laugh when I was reading the article about it. One of the consultants calls it Plant Parenthood. Is it a Planned Parenthood?
Oh, my God.
Planned Parenthood. And you need to stock up on the dollar store produce. A study out of UNLV found that produce at dollar stores and discount stores is just as good as the produce at expensive stores.
I got to tell you, my girlfriend Angie buys a lot of her produce at the dollar store, and she's the one who turned me on to that.
Depending upon where you go, you may just want to use it quickly before it goes bad,
right?
You know, but yeah, go to the dollar store and get your produce.